Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Serbia. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing the community and the nation. Tell me, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television station or internet blog?
No.
No? And have the pleasure to speak with Mr. Adrian Thomas?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, sir. Now, in this case, let me ask you, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I mean, I know we're the ones calling you, but we care about that, and we want to do it as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time. Tell me, are you in a safe place where you can talk safely and also openly?
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you for that, sir. And let me ask you, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you for that, sir. Let's go ahead and move forward. And in this case, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African-American.
African-American. Thank you for that, sir. And perfect. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president?
I'm all over.
Okay, will you say that you are... you're definitely going to vote or probably going to vote?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, and what is
definitely
your age? Harris, Miss Harris. Okay, thank you. And what is your age?
Age?
Yeah. Or how old are you?
69.
Thank you for that, Mr. Adrian. And tell me, well, in this case, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections. On a scale from 0 to 10, will you say?
10.
10. Okay, perfect. And what makes you feel that way about your motivation for vote?
Democracy is at stake.
Democracy in the state, okay. Excellent. Let me mark that down in here. Thank you for that answer. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, Independent, or something
Democrat.
Else?
Definitely Democrat.
Perfect. Will you say that you are, or would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a very strong Democrat?
Very
strong Democrat. Okay. Excellent. Let me mark that down in here. And also, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
I approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Oh, thank you for that. Thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is ahead?
Satisfied. Very satisfied.
Very satisfied. Okay, perfect. And in your opinion, will you say the economic condition in the country is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Not the same.
About the same. Okay. Thank you, sir. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the election should be most about? You can choose two of the ones that I'm going to read to you. Improving K through 12 public schools and making college more affordable, or stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back?
Reproductive rights. And what else did you say?
Yeah, I have, let me tell you the ones that we have. For example, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We have 10 options. You can pick up two of the 10 options that I'm about to read you. For example, the first one is improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality for being rolled back, not going back on the Trump years of division and chaos, tackling inflation and improving the economy, stopping the Supreme Court for rolling back the rights and freedom.
Dealing with the divisiveness of Trump and reproductive rights. There you go.
Oh, let me write that down here.
There's your two right there.
Okay, the Trump and also rolling back, right?
Yeah, reproductive.
Okay, reproductive. Yes, okay, perfect. Excellent. Let me mark that down in here. We're almost done. Now, I like you to rate your feelings toward some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable toward them, 0 meaning that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 meaning that you not feel at all particularly warm or cold. You can use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you don't have an opinion or you never hear from them or a organization, just let me know that as well, okay? For example, the Republicans in the Congress.
Okay, hello. Hello?
Okay. Yes, are you there? Mr.
Yeah,
Adrian?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, for example, how do you feel on a scale from 0 to 100 about the Republicans in the Congress?
I'm not happy with the Republicans. 100. I'm not happy.
So you're not... if you're not happy...
Zero. Zero.
Okay.
I'm
perfect.
Happy. There you go.
Excellent. Let me mark that down in here. Thank you for that, sir. Now, what about Ms. Kamala Harris?
Democrats, Kamala Harris, 100.
100. Okay. 150. Okay. Thank you, sir. What about Akeem Jeffries?
Akeem Jeffries, 100.
800. Democrats in Congress?
100.
Joe Biden?
100.
Donald Trump?
0. Minus 0.
Okay. Project 2025?
Minus 0.
J.D. Vance?
Minus 0.
E. Cornell West?
50.
Thank you for that. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were the Democrat Kamala Harris, the independent Cornell West, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and the Republican Donald Trump, for whom you will vote?
It's going to be Harris, 150%.
Thank you. We're almost done, sir. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yes.
Will you say some, or a lot?
A lot.
And has what you read, seen, or hear recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable toward him?
Less favorable.
Much less favorable or somewhat less favorable?
Much less favorable.
And what have you read, seen, or hear that makes you feel less favorable toward Donald Trump?
Donald Trump's attitude toward black people. He doesn't like people of color.
Okay. Let me mark that down in here. Okay. Let me mark that down in here. And now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people had made about Kamala Harris, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Ms. Kamala Harris for president, 5 meaning that yours is a somewhat convincing reason for you to vote for her, and 0 meaning that it's not at all convincing reason for you to support her for president. Now, in this case, 1 second, let me read you the statements, and here we go. Ms. Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs and stopping surprise medical billing. She will crack down on price gouging by big corporations on the junk fees that companies mysteriously add on. We had to elect someone who has a plan to make our lives affordable again so that we can get ahead. For example, this makes you more likely to vote for her, less likely to vote for her.
More likely to vote for.
On a scale from 0 to 10, how much would you rate that?
10.
Let me read you the other one. In November, we have a simple choice. Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convict felon. Kamala Harris served the people as joint assistant district attorney, working her way up to Attorney General of California. She stood up for abused women and stopped sex predators in prison. Trump has had dozens of sexual misconduct accusations and was found guilty of sexual assault. Harris present middle-class homeowners against abusive big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination. Harris has been taking down criminals like Trump her entire career, and with our support, she'll do it again in November to save them or democracy. On a scale from 0 to 10, it will be a very convincing reason for you, a somewhat convincing reason for you, or not at all convincing to vote for her.
The 10. And
10.
Convincing, yes.
Convincing. Very convincing, okay.
To vote, yes.
Okay, perfect. And this November, we have the historic opportunity to vote for change. We have the chance to vote for Kamala Harris as not just the first woman to be president, but also the black woman to hold the highest office in the country. But Harris is more than just history, and this election is about just her background. Voting for Harris gives us a chance to make our country in a new direction and give choice to a new generation that's fighting for change and racial justice. That makes you more likely or less likely or less convinced to vote for her?
Yes.
Somewhat
more
convincing?
Likely. Yes.
On a scale from
10.
10. Okay, now Donald Trump says he will repeal Obamacare, removing protections for pre-existing conditions and eliminating health insurance for millions of Americans. Kamala Harris understands how working families struggle to cover the cost of healthcare. As Vice President, Harris led a successful campaign to lower maternal death rates, help reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans, and help pass rules to keep millions of Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions. It's a very convincing reason for you, somewhat convincing, or not at all convincing reason for you to vote for her.
Very, very convincing. Ten.
Ten. Okay, we're almost done. And now let me ask you again. If the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein and Republican Donald Trump, for whom you will vote?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, and let me ask you again, now that we talk a little bit more about the elections, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10?
11.
Excellent. Thank you for that. Now, how often do you receive information about the world and the world and politics from social media? Very often, not often, not at all.
Very often.
Very often. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? You can choose two. For example, YouTube.
Instagram and Facebook.
Instagram, Facebook. Thank you for that. Excellent.
Then YouTube.
YouTube. Oh, okay. Let me mark that down here in this case. Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. And tell me, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last year of voting?
No, the last year of schooling that you have completed.
Some college, 2 years of college.
2 years of college, some college. Okay, let me mark that down here. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner? Single.
Single.
Okay. Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, I have children outside the house.
Oh, okay. Let me mark that down in here. Thank you for that answer. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Oh, shit. That's a good question. I don't know. Whatever. Whichever is Kamala Harris. I get confused with that.
Oh, no, no. Let me read it to you again in this case. Let me read it for you in this case again. It's actually a personal question for you. For example, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative on the political issues?
Somewhat liberal, yes.
Somewhat liberal. Okay. Excellent. And how often do you attend church of religious services? For example, twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never? Couple of times a year. 1 second. Let me mark the downs in here. Now, thinking about the neighborhood you live in, will you say nearly all, more than, let me read it again, my bad, I missed some words. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, will you say nearly all, more than half, about a half, less than a half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
About half.
1 second, let me remember that. Sorry, can you repeat it again?
About half white.
About the half. Okay. And how will you describe the area that you live in? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Urban. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of?
Oh, I was born in the United States, yes.
You were born in the... Okay. Excellent. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
No. Okay. Perfect. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, Mr. Adrian.
Yeah.
I wish you a really good rest of your day, and thank you for your help, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Perfect, bye-bye. Sir. Stay safe, and bye-bye.